from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Molney. It's Wednesday, August 3rd. Coming up, a handful of conservative states expanded Medicaid because they were allowed to charge monthly premiums. But the Biden administration is taking that authority away. We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Parts of southern Illinois are recovering after a sudden storm dropped about 10 inches of rain and hail in less than 24 hours. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the main casualties in this flash flood were the soybeans.
Birds flutter up from a pond near Newton, where a field used to be before Tuesday's flash floods. A van advertising a flooring company lies capsized next to the road. The sheriff's department says no one was injured in Jasper County and no houses were damaged. Neighboring farmer Richard Oak says he expects remaining floodwaters to spoil some of his soybeans.
How quick the water, if it keeps it coming, is it going to get off? Is it going to stand? If it stands and it gets 90 degrees, she's going to cook it pretty quick.
Oak says if this is the case, he could lose up to 10% of this year's income. The 81-year-old says he's never seen flooding like this. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Meteorologists say we should expect dangerous heat and maybe strong storms in central Illinois later today. A heat advisory will go into effect from noon until 7 p.m. During that time, meteorologists expect heat index values of 104 to 108 degrees. Ed Shimon is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says strong storms could follow the hot weather.
It's going to be mainly, you know, between Champaign and Peoria is the corridor, and then down towards Jacksonville, Springfield, and Quincy. So the better potential for damaging winds will be just west of the Champaign-Urbana area.
Yesterday, slow-moving thunderstorms dumped up to 5 inches of rain in Decatur, and parts of Clay and Effingham counties received between 10 and 14 inches of rain over 24 hours. Comparisons between the Holocaust and abortion are putting Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey on the defensive. Dave McKinney has more.
Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has begun airing an ad highlighting comments Bailey made in 2017 after then-Republican Governor Bruce Rauner moved to expand publicly funded abortions.
The attempted extermination of the Jews of World War II, it doesn't even compare on a shadow of the life that has been lost and with abortion since its legalization.
Pritzker's campaign is calling Bailey's reference to the Holocaust anti-Semitic. 6 million Jews and millions of others were killed during the Holocaust. Bailey's campaign today said he never intended to diminish the atrocities of the Holocaust, but instead wanted to, quote, emphasize the tragedy of millions of babies being lost. This is Dave McKinney.
The mayor of Champaign is thanking police and prosecutors for the arrest of a man who allegedly emailed her with threats of a mass shooting. Mayor Deborah Frank Finan wrote on Facebook she was grateful that the threats allegedly made by Michael Miller of Savoy were taken seriously and acted upon quickly. The 54-year-old Miller was arrested Monday and arraigned yesterday on the Class X felony charge of making a terrorist threat. Miller sent Finan emails in July that allegedly suggested plans for a mass shooting at First and Green Streets in Champaign's campus town. Those emails were among hundreds that Miller sent to the mayor over several months. Authorities say a search of Miller's home turned up 3 ghost gun kits and materials for making ammunition. Still to come, a new Biden administration policy could put Medicaid expansion in some conservative states at risk. That story from the Trade-Offs podcast is coming up next on 217 Today.
People have stories about their old car, that long family road trip, or that first car they bought on their own. Cars generate other kinds of stories and shared experiences, much like the stories you hear on WILL. When you donate a vehicle to this station by December 31st, you could get a tax break for 2019. Call 855-845-1960 or go to will.illinois.edu/cardonation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Now it's time for a look at the latest in health policy news from SideFX Public Media's partner, Trade-Offs.
In Montana and Arkansas next year, Medicaid is going to look different in one key way. No more premiums. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Under the Obama administration, federal health officials gave both states the authority to charge low-income adults monthly fees when they expanded their Medicaid programs, Arkansas in 2013, Montana in 2015. New research has convinced the federal government it needs to take that authority back. Trade-Offs producer Andrea Perdomo looked into the data and how premiums have affected people on Medicaid. Andrea, it may surprise some people that a Democratic administration signed off on states charging low-income folks premiums. What was the thinking behind this move?
Well, Medicaid is a program that makes it possible for low-income people to have insurance. And you're right, Dan. States are normally forbidden from charging anyone premiums with incomes under 150% of federal poverty. That's about $20,000 for a single person. But Obama health officials granted Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Montana special waivers to pilot the controversial concept. They did that to incentivize red states that were hesitating to expand their Medicaid programs under the Affordable Care Act. At the same time, the administration also stipulated that they wanted to independently evaluate the impact this policy would have.
And that evaluation was published recently, right, Andrea? What were the findings?
So, federal health officials hired Mathematica, a policy research firm, to compare five states that charged people Medicaid premiums to 10 states that didn't. Now, there was a lot of variation among the states they evaluated. Some states exempted different cohorts of people from paying, and premiums could range from $1 to more than $100. The team also reviewed more than a dozen previous studies that looked at what happened when you asked people on Medicaid to pay. And those studies showed enrollment goes down. Here's Mathematica's Kate Bradley on their findings.
I would have to say that we weren't surprised that we found results consistent with this large body of literature, that premiums probably keep people from enrolling in Medicaid.
Kate's team also found that people on Medicaid in these states saw more gaps in coverage and didn't stay enrolled in the program as long.
Is this study why CMS told Arkansas and Montana to phase out charging premiums?
Pretty much, Dan. The whole point of Medicaid is to provide health care coverage to people who otherwise couldn't afford it. Now, remember, CMS allowed states like Arkansas and Montana to pilot charging premiums on their Medicaid expansion populations. The agency cited Mathematica's evaluation to basically say that charging the expansion population for coverage creates a barrier for people to access the program. That goes against the purpose of Medicaid, so CMS told both states that they had to stop the practice by the end of the year.
Andrea Perdomo, thank you so much.
Sure thing, Dan.
For more on the impacts of charging premiums and how CMS's ruling puts Montana's Medicaid expansion program in limbo, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.
Find more health news from Trade-Offs and WILL at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We have a chance of thunderstorms late in the day with a high of 93 degrees. A few storms could become severe or produce heavy rainfall. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Reginald Hardwick, Dave McKinney, Jim Meadows, and Dan Gorenstein. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.